Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
It's something you just really got to keep working at, but I think the key to it is frustrating the offense. You know, like I said, we got him in a lot of third downs. And we just weren't able to really throw the offense off. I feel like they kind of did whatever they wanted to do kind of all night.
Yeah, 7-for-14, mm-hmm. Third down efficiency for Detroit, 3-for-3 going forward on fourth down. That's Marlon Humphrey basically saying we couldn't get them out of their rhythm. They did. You literally heard him say they did whatever they wanted to do. And they did.
And, Bob, that was my number one key. Don't let golf get comfortable.
Yeah. By the way, you missed all your keys.
Did I? Nolan, I think I did.
Clean sweep.
Yes.
Yeah. The last one takes the cake, though. Yeah,
even if you were
rush.
Trying to do that, you normally couldn't do that.
Yeah, pass rushers win one-on-one. That, yeah. Me and you might as well have been rushing.
No doubt. I would have taken a nap. No doubt about it. But to Marlon's point, you know, they got to be disruptors here at some point defensively and not count on just a subpar offense to make it look good.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that's what they do to Lamar. They disrupted him. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to get them uncomfortable. And when they did that the couple times, you know, golf was throwing into the ground or throwing it wherever. I mean, it works.
Ravens fall to 1-2. They are at Kansas City Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. Both teams are 1-2, so the loser, duh, will be 1-3, unless they play to a tie. They're always fun to watch. Let's get out to the phones. People are still vetting, Vinny, believe it or not. All this time after the start of the show, 410-583-1057 is the number. It is What the Hell, Turn It Up Tuesday. Let's go to Maine. It's Matt. Matt, thanks for holding. What is up?
Oh, Bob, Vinny, you're right. We are still venting. I feel like this one's going to carry right up to the weekend. I know I could go in a lot of directions here, so I'm going to talk fast and jump off. Just, I want to throw statistic stuff at you just so I'm not another we got to fire Harbs guy calling in. But we got to get real about something. Vinny and Bob, have you guys ever heard of related to the NFL, the five-year rule? Either of you?
The five-year rule? No.
Okay. And all right, so I'll speed it up, Vinny. What it says is in the history of the league, I don't know when the league started. I think the Super Bowls started, just after the 50s. The reality is there's never been a quarterback-head coach duo that if they don't make a Super Bowl appearance in the first 5 years, they never have and never will. So if this is an analytically driven organization and they go off of the numbers, they're not getting to a Super Bowl. Everything Cool C said earlier, I agree with 1,000%. Except the part that they still have a quote-unquote chance to get to a Super Bowl. Because let's think about it. Harbaugh is literally the only head coach in NFL history that's had a two-time MVP under center, that won two MVPs within a five-year period and did not at least reach a Super Bowl. I'm not even talking about winning a Super Bowl. I'm talking about not even getting there. Harbaugh's the only guy. And it's like when I hear him sit on the Lounge podcast saying if people don't get how winning and losing, how it works, then they've never done nothing in their lives. I just feel like, are we at a point where we're going to start talking about we're the organization that maybe squandered the greatest talent in league history? And I'm going to hang up by rattling this off to you guys. Right now, currently, the Ravens have the all-time leading rusher at quarterback while having the all-time leading QBR guy at the same position. How many years are they going to squander with Lamar when he's got 1 year left in his 20s and Harbaugh's had close to a decade with him? Vinny, this question's for you. If when you were in San Fran, and it's an honor that we even get to ask you questions like this, but when you were in San Fran, if they had Montana under center for seven straight seasons and never made a Super Bowl, would they continue to run it back with the same head coach? And I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Would they continue to run it back if they had Montana?
If they're 8 years in with him and Walsh and they haven't been to
and
a
they
Super
were
Bowl.
In four or five NFC championship games, that probably would change it up. I mean, well, the pressure got so bad on Bill that he got out, you know. Then Steve came in and we won a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, they would definitely probably make a Eddie probably would have made a change.
The difference is they went to, what, four Super Bowls in the first 10 years that Montana was around and even took one with George Seifert there in the 89 season. But John Harbaugh message getting stale.
Well, you know what, Bob? You know, because to me, this is at a critical point for him. How's he fix it? That's your job. And he was kind of saying that after the game. You know, I got to watch a film. And, you know, how do they fix it? And if he fixes it, great. You know, but if he doesn't fix it, then, you know, I think he'll fix it, but I want to see what he's doing. I want to hear what he's got to say Wednesday, Bob, because he opened up a lot of questions for Wednesday about how do we fix all these issues, because nobody's going to be talking Kansas City. They all want to know about how you fixing this.
Now, to Nolan's point earlier, look, I still think the offense is good enough to win a Super Bowl. Yes. Tighten up the offensive line, make adjustments to get Derrick Henry more effective on game days.
It's got to be more physical.
He's been taken away for the last 2 weeks. But that defense, though, I don't know. I mean, because Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Michael McCrary, et cetera, they're not walking through Peter Bulware. They're not walking through that door anytime soon. And what kind of dramatic personnel changes can you make?
Yeah. Well, it's got to be schematically.
Yeah. Let's get back to the phone. Let's go to Steve in Baltimore. Steve, thanks for holding. What's up?
Yes, I got 7 points. I'm going to say it real quick, and y'all can comment. Lamar is not going to win the Super Bowl with the Ravens. He's fooling himself. Okay? He needs to do more in terms of moving. You know, he needs to get back to his game where he moves intensively instead. Nobody fear him no more. Okay? Because he's just staying there. Also, the defense, they flat-footed. They be out of position all the time, and, you know, they're not making good plays, okay? Harbaugh is a terrible coach, so we need to get rid of him, okay? Lamar hesitates too much to move, because so many times I see you got the open field to go. But they putting in plays for him to run, and they gets nowhere. He need to only run when he needs to, okay? He needs to run only when he needs to. And if he watches game, you'll see that. All them plays they put in the game for him to run, he don't need to be doing that. Run only when he needed. Nobody fearing him no more because he's staying in the pocket trying to prove something. And, you know, he already good in the pocket. Check out the Washington Redskins quarterback. He runs when he need to, and he's be gone before they know it. But he stayed in the pocket.
All right, thanks, Steve. Yeah, he got hurt, hurt his knee, and Marcus Mariota came in, a mobile guy himself, and got pretty nimble. But, I mean, do we need to see Lamar run more, become like the total?
Why?
I mean, he's got his quarterback. His quarterback rating's through the roof this season.
Yeah,
three games in.
Number one scoring team in the league.
Nolan, what do you think?
You heard him. You laid it out. They just need to do good.
Yeah.
Well, the defense needs to play good.
The biggest thing they need to do is if the O-line will be more physical up front and knock people back so they can combo up to the linebackers and they have a established run game again, then don't worry about Lamar. He'll do his thing. It's more about getting Henry in the run game going than getting Lamar running.
When we come back, Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through 3 weeks, which wrapped up last night with the Lions winning here in Baltimore, 38-30. Monday Night Football, Ravens now off to Kansas City, taking on the Chiefs. Ravens still are in. Vinny's Dirty Dozen, that's good news, but they're falling down the list a little bit. And we'll see what happens over the next few days. But who are the five worst teams in the league? And then Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, talk about the National Football League, some of the big surprise stories of the season. I mean, the Colts being 3-0 has got to be kind of up there, I would think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, earlier in the show, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, What the Hell Tuesday, gave you the Dirty Dozen, 12 best teams in the National Football League, led by the Eagles and the Bills. Ravens came in at number 10 this week after losing last night to the Lions. So they're still in there. They're still a team of great respect and repute as they're 2.5-point favorites at Kansas City coming up Sunday. But we go to the other end of the spectrum, the five worst teams.
All right, let's look back to week three. One was Miami, two Carolina, three Chicago, four New Orleans, five Tennessee. Coming in at number 5, 1-2 Dallas.
You suck.
They lost at Chicago 31-14. They're hosting Green Bay on Sunday night. The Cowboys, they're 31st versus the pass, just ahead of the Ravens.
Lost CeeDee Lamb for an extended period, too.
And they're a minus 5 in the turnover ratio.
America's team, baby. America. Yeah.
Their defense is awful. Right there, they're right there with the Ravens.
Trayvon Diggs looks like he's lost a step. Injuries look like they may have caught up to him, unfortunately.
Yep. Coming in at 4, same division, 0-3 Giants.
You suck!
They lost to Kansas City 22-9. They're hosting the Chargers. They're last in, well, they were last in defense till the Ravens played last night.
All right.
Now they're 31st against the rush. That's all right. The Ravens are 32nd.
Hey, but they got Dartman starting.
Jackson Dart, starting quarterback. All right. Coming in at 3, 0-3 Tennessee.
You suck.
Yeah, they lost to Indy 41-20. They're at Houston. Something's got to give. Now, Tennessee, they're 31st in points allowed, 31st in offense, 28th points scored. Now, that's not good, right, Bob?
Yeah, and Denard Wilson's their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. Coming in at number 2, 0-3 New Orleans.
You suck!
Yeah, they lost at Seattle 44-13. They're at Buffalo this week. They're 29th in points scored, 15.7 they score.
Seattle was on them like a Kmart suit.
Seattle's quietly, Bob, looking pretty good lately.
Kenneth Walker showing a pulse here last week.
Yep, they're running the football. Coming in at number 1, again, 0-3 Miami.
You suck!
They lost at Buffalo 31-21. They host the Jets on Monday night. Now, the Dolphins, they're 32nd in points allowed, and they're minus 5 in turnovers also. So they turned it over a lot, can't score on offense.
Who's their DC?
Anthony Weaver.
Anthony Weaver. So they left. Zach Orr got the job.
Yeah. And Mike McDonald is doing good.
Yes, doing pretty well out there in Seattle. I will say this about the Dolphins, and we'll talk more about this with Brian Diardo in a couple of minutes. They did at least show up the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they have.
Because against the Colts, that was embarrassing.
Oh,
week
boy.
One.
Yeah. So in summary, Miami 1, 2 New Orleans, 3 Tennessee, 4 the Giants, 5 Dallas. And I would think that one of those 5 teams will be picking number 1.
Now, your full schedule for week 4 yeah, of your NFL 2025 campaign. Thursday night, Seattle's at Arizona. An interesting NFC West tussle.
Yeah.
Supremacy on the line there. San Francisco's undefeated, but everyone else is 2-1. So this will be a fun game. Might not be the highest scoring game, but you get the point. Ravens are at Kansas City. Ravens minus 2.5. That is 425. Over in Dublin, Minnesota takes on the Steelers. Vikings, 2.5 point favorites. That's a 9:30 a.m. Eastern time kickoff. Commanders at Atlanta. That what they did was, that was like, where'd that come from? Talk about what the hell, they're getting shut out by Carolina. But Washington, 1.5 point favorites on the road. New Orleans at Buffalo, as Vinny said. Bills, boy, that's gone up a point in the last hour. It's up to 16.5 in favor of the homestanding Buffalo team. Browns at Detroit. Lions 8.5 at home. Panthers at New England. New England minus 5.5. Chargers at the Giants and Dart. Chargers minus 6.5. Eagles at Tampa. Philadelphia minus 3.5. That's an interesting game. 2 undefeated teams. Tennessee, as Vinny said, at Houston. 2 winless teams. Houston drops to 0-4. We got problems. Houston, we do have a problem. The joke makes itself. Colts at Rams.
What was the spread in that one, Bob? Tennessee,
Houston? Tennessee minus 6. Houston minus 6.5. Over under 39.5. Colts at Rams. L.A. minus 3.5. Jacksonville is at San Francisco. Jacksonville getting 3.5. I'm spoiler alert. I'm taking Jacksonville. I'm going with the upset when we do our picks on Friday. Bears at Raiders. Vegas minus 1.5. Vinny mentioned Green Bay at Dallas. Packers minus 6.5. And boy, grab your popcorn. Got a Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Yeah.
Should be exciting. Jets to Dolphins, Miami minus 2.5, as we said. And then the Bengals, whose O went away loudly as Minnesota ran them out of the stadium. They're at Denver, who's lost two tough ones in a row. Broncos minus 7.5. That's your week 4 slate. Doubleheader fun, Monday Night Football. We got time for a call. Let's get a call in here at 410-583-1057. Go to Steve at Carroll County. Steve, thanks for holding. What's up?
Aren't we all?
There we go. Let's go to our Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm always ready, man. I'm like Steve, right. You know. Hey, you got Benny, you see my you have my Cowboys at number 5, huh?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay, well, man, they got some help on the way though, but Clowney coming back this week and I heard some reports out of Dallas. They reached out to Amari Cooper too. So they're trying to bring him out of retirement, man. You know, get a little reunion.
Get Daryl Johnston back too.
Yeah. Michael Irvin looks like he's in shape.
DeMarcus Ware? Get him back to it.
Hey, but listen, man, I went to the Ravens. Tough loss last night. But when the season opened up and I looked at the schedule, I was saying the first 4 games, I was like, all right, 3-1 or at worst 2-2 to start the first 4 games out. So I think this Chiefs game, man, would you call this a must win though? And if we lose, if we like wet the bed and just be an embarrassing game and just get like blown out or something like that, will DaCosta or Bashadi at least have a conversation with Harbaugh? Like, listen, man, we got to get it together. You know, I know they buddies and they all golf and hang out and barbecue together, so we ain't going far and everything like that, man. But will at least like, hey, have a sit them down. Like, listen, man, what's going on with this team, man? Or what? Like
I'm guessing Bashadi's probably already asked today. Calls Harbs. What are we doing?
Now, if they go to Kansas City, and let's be honest, the Chiefs' offense isn't exactly what it was in 2018. And they dropped 37 on you, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're going to have some problems. Then we might see people getting sacrificed here.
And Zach Orr will be, you know, Dean Pease may be back. We got Dean's son, but we need Dean.
Let's handle your business. Yeah. Let's not let things spiral out of control, though, because I still said Super Bowl or bust like a lot of people. And
Aikman said it last night.
Exactly. A guy who's got 3 Super Bowl rings. We'll come back. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Look at week 3. Look ahead to week 4. And who are some of the coaches on the hot seat? Because in college, they're not messing around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joining us now to talk about the league through three, heading into week four from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotlines. Welcome back to the show, Brian DiArdo. Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm pretty good, guys. How are you today?
Doing all right. And what sort of alternate universe are we living in that 3 weeks into the year, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chiefs are all in last place right now?
Know it, right? And I'm sure have been discussing, it's insane that either the Ravens or Chiefs a week from now will be 1-3, which is mind-boggling. But I guess it just shows the parity of the league, right? And I think, you know, we could discuss the Ravens, obviously, but, you know, I think the common denominator is this league has turned into not beating yourself, right? And that's kind of been the common theme for the Ravens now for several years, not beating yourself. Now, obviously, you know, the Chiefs, you know, they have issues beyond that, right? Personnel problems at the skill positions has been huge for them. I mean, Houston, it's kind of the same thing. You know, they don't have a running game. But, yeah, I mean, for a lot of these teams that we thought would be better, a lot of it is the turnovers and those miscues. And a big theme in the NFL so far this season, at least from my vantage point, a lot of promising rookies haven't stepped up yet and performed the way I think some of these teams had hoped they would early on.
Such as?
I mean, you could look at the ones in Baltimore, obviously. Yeah. You know, I know with Green.
Mike Green, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore only has, what, 3 sacks so far this season? So he's one of them. Matthew Golden in Green Bay. You know, Houston's pass rushers, Caleb Johnson in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's just a few that, you know, and hey, you know, it's the thing is, you always think, and I'm referring to Caleb Johnson, you know, you always think that running backs are you know, you can just plug one in and they'll perform. I think that is just one example that's not always the case.
Now, when you look at, how about Cleveland? I mean, I picked Cleveland to beat Green Bay. I just felt like Cleveland's defense at home, you know, they are so good defensively.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that coming, and but no, you're right, and I think again, they've got a really good defensive coordinator, and Myles Garrett, I think what makes him different than like other elite pass rushers like Aiden Hutchinson and T.J. Watt is that he can play any part of the defensive line, and the Browns allow him to do that. Now, the negative in that is the other guys that he's teammates with on the line kind of have to be pawns to his game. That's why Jadeveon Clowney left there a couple of years ago. He was like, I'm not doing that. But if you have teammates willing to play ball, you know, that really works. And again, they didn't beat themselves. I mean, we saw in week one, I mean, the Browns could be 2-1 right now, guys, if they have better kicking in week one. So, you know, I think that's a testament to, again, if you can play sound defense and you don't beat yourselves, you can win in this league, especially in the early goings.
What do you think of the AFC North? Because it seems like thus far it's been a disappointment.
Yeah, it has been. I think the West, to me, the NFC West has been most surprising in a good way. They all have winning records right now, even though the Niners are down to Mac Jones. But, yeah, on the flip side, I mean, the Bengals are, even though they're 2-1, they're in a weird way like the most disappointing team because of the Burrow injury, how they laid an egg. I think that was their biggest blowout loss ever this past weekend, if I saw that right, to Minnesota. Just no fight at all after losing Joe Burrow, and you've got to wonder where their season's going to go now. But, you know, Pittsburgh's at 2-1, but I think they're going to have another one of those 9 wins, at most 10, losing the first round of the playoffs. That's kind of where they're going. But But yeah, very disappointing start. But if you're a Ravens fan, though, I mean, again, this is par for the course. I think they started slow last year before they got really hot at the end of the season, you know, almost went to the AFC Championship game. But, you know, I think if there's one common denominator from the North, it's still the Ravens to win. It's absolutely the Ravens to win. And it's more so the case now with the Burrow injury.
Now, how do you think Jackson Dart's going to do? I mean, it was nice they gave him the Chargers defense to start with.
Now, at least it doesn't have Khalil Mack, right? So it could have been worse. It's not as bad as when the Browns trotted out Manziel to go to Cincinnati back when they had a defense like 11 years ago. That was had a disaster written all over it. That's a tough one, guys. I think it's like, and I'm not just being lazy here, this is so similar to me to what happened with Eli Manning with Warner 21 years ago. I think it would be very similar to that, to Manning's rookie season. Like, he just doesn't have a lot around him. I think that there's going to be flashes of brilliance. I think that, you know, that, and I think this was a desperation move too. I mean, Daboll and the front office, they're trying to keep their jobs, right? So, but they do have some decent weapons there. I think he could do some things. The key is going to be not getting injured. So they got to get him out of harm's way. They did a lot of like read options when he was playing the first few weeks. That's not a recipe for sustained success, especially if you're trying to keep him healthy. I think he'll have some flashes of some things here and there, and he'll show some potential, but that team's not going anywhere, and I don't foresee anything he does changing the direction of that team this year.
Now, the NFC North looks pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and again, I was a little critical of Detroit. I don't know if I'm
so was I sold. Until last night. They made me believers.
Well, yeah, well, I guess the insane thing is, and if there's a positive, you know, angle for the Ravens, it's that your quarterback was sacked 7 times. The running game, which is dominant and has been dominant ever since Lamar took over that huddle, was, you know, it struggled last night. You still scored 30 points, right? And you're right in that game. And if they had what I wanted this offseason was to implement the 4th and 12 when you score in the last 2 minutes of halves in games, the Ravens could have had a chance to steal that game, right? So, again, despite all of that, they still put up 30 points. You do wonder now if that's going to be a trend now that teams try to do that. But you've got to have the personnel to do that against Lamar Jackson in that offense. And I don't think every team does. But Detroit's defense still is a big question mark for me. They were one of the worst in the league on third down in the red zone before last night's game. I can't imagine it got much better. I guess for me, the biggest takeaway from last night's game was – Derrick Henry, it just seems like he doesn't know what the problem is. And that, to me, is the most concerning thing is this guy did a good job most of his career taking care of the ball, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's almost lost his confidence in terms of being able to protect it.
The last thing they need is him to get the Steve Blass baseball term, but you get where we're coming from. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Real quick, I'm picking Jacksonville to beat San Francisco. I know you talked about the NFC West. Jacksonville should be 3-0. They should have won that game in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago. They didn't. Injuries, are they too much right now for the 49ers to overcome? No Kittle, no Bosa. They still have pieces, no doubt, but are they doing this with, you know, MacGyver style duct tape and, floss?
I still like the 49ers, but you just picked the Browns to win. So how can I pick against
you? No, that Vinny did that. Vinny did. And I was like, you're insane.
You go. Okay,
no,
well,
I'm going Jacksonville.
I'm still going to roll with the Niners because I think Shanahan's done an amazing job with that team. And they still have McCaffrey and they still have enough pieces. I'm not quite sold yet on the Jaguars, despite, as you said, I mean, they could be 3-0 as well, but I'm still going to ride with the proven commodity, which is the 49ers a little longer.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Brian, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds great. See ya.
There's Brian DiArdo, everybody. We did pick Carolina last week, didn't we, Nolan?
We'll always have that.
Yeah, that's right. That's our one. We could always fall back on that one. When we come back, Funhouse Strip with Quick Draw, Inside Access coming up at 2. Then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles. Only 2 shows left. Downtown Baltimore, meet Jim Hunter, Joe LaCroix. We're brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. We get you ready for the Orioles and Rays starting at 5:30. With a whole new team, whole new coaching staff projected for the NCAA tournament of 2026. We'll have our basketball coverage beginning here in a couple of weeks, so stick around for that. Jackson Dart's taking over at quarterback for the Giants as they bench Russell Wilson, and Mike Gundy is out after 21 seasons at Oklahoma State College Football. They've lost 11 of their last 12 games, and that's just not getting it done. They got blown out at Oregon and lost at home to Tulsa, and see you later.
Yeah, they used to, Okie State used to be, like when Gundy, yeah, when he had the mullet.
Yeah, they were 9-3, 10-2, make you sweat.
And they, the Oklahoma Okie State game was always a good game, and, you know, the crowd was crazy there. You know, Bob, that's one of the few fields that goes east and west. All the others go north-south.
Well, there you go. Well, everybody's run up and down whatever direction the field is on Oklahoma State. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before Inside Access takes
over? Shout out Mike Gundy. He's a grown man.
That's right.
He was 40. 18 years ago. Now he's 58 and he's out of a job.
That's how much they lost by the other day. 40!
Man.
Quick Draws Fun House. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Get things started with Matt in New Orleans, who says he's shocked at how poorly the Ravens played last night, particularly on defense. Says he no longer thinks the Ravens have what it takes to reach the Super Bowl. Had high hopes for the defense coming into the year, or even last night, that they would show up in primetime, but now is confidence plummeting.
I would tend to agree with that. You know, I mean, confidence is a big thing, man. And you saw yesterday, or last night, how about after Derrick Henry fumbled, you know, he takes his helmet and it's like, you know, he goes over and kind of lays on the bench and, you know, like he looked distraught.
Looked like he got sent to his room.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, he threw his helmet so hard he fell over. Forgot to let go of the helmet. Took himself with it.
Dropped the ball. Wouldn't get let go of the
helmet. Oh, man. Let's see. This one here says Lamar got sacked 7 times. Sure, but how much of that is truly on the O-line? Seems to me a lot of those should be on Lamar for running around 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage or other instances of trying to make something out of nothing. He's got to stop doing that. Let's be real. If we go 12-5, it'll be a miracle. 11-6, maybe they can still sneak into the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah, but the reason that he is doing that, he's buying time because the receivers aren't open. That's what he's doing.
And that's what made him so great. Or at his full
look
force
at the last
2 years.
Look at the one he made to Andrews, that throw he makes to Andrews in the corner of the end zone. You know, and how about the scramble around to D-Hop over on that was a phenomenal throw.
Yeah, but all the great highlight reel plays for Lamar Jackson over the last few years have been that exact type of play. It's not the original scripted one. It's what he does after the pocket breaks down or even after he fumbles his own snap. Kicks it half the way across the field, picks it up, and still slings a touchdown. It looked like there was about a dozen times that was going to happen last night, but the Lions just always were able to bring him down. It was like he was just a half step too slow. Let's see. We'll do one more here. This texter says, thank you, Dan Campbell, for exposing the Ravens defense for who they truly are. This is the same defense that Buffalo was able to come back on. This is all just like last season. The defense is broken. We thought everything was okay because of the Cleveland game, but when we play strong offenses, the true defense shows up.
Now, Matt Ibike was at the Buffalo game, and they did run it against, and Buffalo did run it on the Ravens then, too. You know, it's all about what the defense, the defensive line has got to protect the linebackers like they did against Cleveland, and what happened? Roquan had his best game. Protect them. They're getting driven back into the linebackers. Like, Bob, I showed you some of those plays. I mean, all you see is white jerseys, you know, and there's no black jerseys around.
Which is unacceptable, of
course.
Ravens 1-2, back in practice tomorrow, short week. Getting ready for Kansas City. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites at Arrowhead, which we'll talk about throughout the course of the rest of the week. Inside Access coming up next. That is Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub at 5:30. Final two shows for Pickles, so if you're coming out to see the Orioles in the final home series of the year, stop by and say hello. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning for now. Class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.